Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Italian singer-songwriter Arietta always knew that music was what she wanted to do, and nothing was going to get in her way. For example, when her appearance on the Italian version of the TV talent show X Factor as a teenager didn't boost her career as much as she hoped, she decided to write to 100 record reps to get someone to notice her.
I was typing down always the same message to every label and to every manager of the A&R of the label. Almost no one texted back. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it on my own.
Coming up, Arietta will explain how she did it on her own, how she turned herself into a star, and why music is so vital for her as a way to express emotion.
You might say, okay, you play in front of 10,000 people, and it's fine, but you can say, like, I'm a little bit down today, I'm going to cry to your friend. Yeah, I'm like that.
Arietta on Sense of Place Rome today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Governor Tim Walz extended the peacetime emergency in Beltrami County, initially issued Friday after a June 21st storm downed thousands of trees and caused widespread long-term power outages. Beltrami County Emergency Management Director Chris Muller explains what the governor's order means for response in the region.
Right now, debris removal is our top need. We have been having assistance with staffing from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, as well as other agencies that have been coming in to augment our services and support our staff so that they can get some downtime. A number of us also had impacts that we're still trying to clean up, and you know, we're still trying to serve our community, but we also need to get a break so that we can recover in our personal lives as well.
As residents continue to work on the cleanup, Muller reminds them that most area townships aren't providing curbside pickup for tree debris.
Only the city of Bemidji and Northern Township are offering curbside pickup from private property. The rest will be responsible for getting that to the debris sites. We are still trying to figure out if there's any additional resources that may be able to assist in that process. And we will get that announced as quickly as we can make those determinations and identify those resources if they become available.
For small businesses, financial relief is also available. Greater Bemidji has launched the Bemidji Business Rebuild Program. It's a rapid response loan initiative designed to help small businesses get through the storm's aftermath. The program offers 0% interest loans up to $10,000 with no payments required in the first year. Executive Director Dave Hengel says this could help cover urgent needs such as insurance deductibles and temporary relocation costs.
Boy, we're hearing a lot. And certainly, of course, there's the physical damages, lots of roof damages, damages to buildings. But the other part is the loss of produce, loss of food, loss of inventory that might have got damaged.
Hengel says the rapid response loans can help cover those costs that may not be covered by insurance. Interested businesses should contact Hengel at Greater Bemidji for more information. Partners in the program include the city, the chamber, the Northwest Minnesota Foundation, and the Headwaters Regional Development Commission. Food will no longer be shipped from the Second Harvest Food Bank in Grand Rapids after the organization decided to consolidate to one warehouse in Duluth. Megan Buffington has the story.
Second Harvest stresses that its Grand Rapids food shelf remains open, and the organization says the operational change won't affect the quantity, quality, or variety of food. Second Harvest Northland is the second largest food bank operation in the state, distributing food to partner agencies in 15 counties across northeast Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin. The Duluth and Grand Rapids branches merged last year to become Second Harvest Northland. Before the merger, the Duluth branch bought a massive warehouse. The organization says a statewide study revealed excess warehouse space in northern Minnesota, and they chose to consolidate the two food banks in the name of efficiency. Second Harvest says the move will save them $300,000 a year. Leaders say they want to reinvest that money into Grand Rapids, and they're currently surveying food shelf visitors to figure out how to spend it. Director of Philanthropy Tricia Zimmerman says there's no hard date for that investment, but it is their goal.
Now, in saying that, you know that there's always, I mean, we're dealing with inflation just like everybody else.
Some volunteers are expressing concerns about the needs of the community being met, with food coming from Duluth and the food shelf having access to less storage space. A Grand Rapids volunteer says they don't have faith Second Harvest will follow through on the reinvestment commitment. The volunteer asked to remain anonymous. They say they haven't seen a lot of transparency or willingness to work with the community. Second Harvest has repeatedly reaffirmed its commitment to the local community and that the warehouse change will not impact local programming. The Grand Rapids Food Shelf is open Mondays and Wednesdays 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and Fridays 9 a.m. to noon. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. If you were to walk down the street in Rome with my guest today, chances are you would be stopped on the street multiple times by young people asking for a selfie. She was approached by at least a couple of fans the day we recorded the session you're about to hear for our Sense of Place Rome series. Her name is Arietta. She broke out in her late teens, gaining fame online during the pandemic for her emotional, vulnerable songs. These days, her songs have tens of millions of streams online, but she had known that music was what she needed to do since she was just a little kid. In this interview recorded in front of an audience at Rome's Studio 33, Arietta talks about her ambition, why music is so important for her, what she loves about Rome, and more. Arietta also performs live. You'll hear some new songs, including one from her latest album, La Notte, but she begins with a song from her 2020 EP, Spazio. This is Pillole.
Lascio Roma a casa è brutta ma non posso andarmene. Adamoni al volto distrutto e non so liberarmene. Sulla metro lascio un posto vuoto anche per te. Magari torni, ci incontriamo e tu ti siedi accanto a me. Non voglio se non sei convinta di volermi bene. Non serve dirci che ci amiamo per restare insieme. Continuo a non capirci proprio il cazzo della vita. Se fossi qui con me non sarebbe in salita. Non sarebbe in salita. Non sarebbe in salita. Ed ora sei sparita. Pillole, pillole, prendo pillole per stare calma. Non mi fido più di nessun'altra. Tengo paranoie nella tasca e giro termini aspettando te. Piccole, piccole, siamo piccole dentro la stanza. Sento qualche cosa che mi manca. È da quando tu mi hai detto basta e giro termini aspettando te. Cammino in tutti i luoghi in cui noi due spesso andavamo insieme. Tornare all'anno scorso e chiuderlo in tante catene. Scappare dal dolore come scappo dalla scuola. Tu torni qui da me, forse mi sento meno sola. Ti voglio se non sei convinta di volermi bene. Ti voglio perché senza te io bene non ci so. E continuo a non capirci proprio il cazzo della vita. Se fossi qui con me non sarebbe in salita. Non sarebbe in salita. Non sarebbe in salita. Ed ora sei sparita. Pillole, pillole, prendo pillole per stare calma. Non mi fido più di nessun'altra. Tengo paranoie nella tasca e giro termini aspettando te. Piccole, piccole, siamo piccole dentro la stanza. Sento qualche cosa che mi manca. È da quando tu mi hai detto basta e giro termini aspettando te. Ti cerco ma sono sola, con le paure sparse fra le lenzuola. Scrivo una strofa, voglio una storia che mi faccia scordar di te. Ma più ti penso e meno ci riesco. E più ti penso e meno penso a me. A come stare bene, a come stare bene senza di te.
pillole, pillole, prendo pillole per stare calma. Non mi fido più di nessun'altra. Tengo paranoie nella tasca e giro termini aspettando te. Piccole, piccole, siamo piccole dentro la stanza. Sento qualche cosa che mi manca. È da quando tu mi hai detto basta e giro termini aspettando te.
Thank you. Thank you. Performing in front of a live audience at Rome's Studio 33 for World Cafe's Sense of Place Rome series, Arietta with Pilole. I'm Rena Duris. Arietta is my guest today. Welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here and to be a part of it.
Oh, we're happy to have you. In that song, Pilole, the first line, roughly translated, says, I associate Rome with bad things. Is that an accurate translation?
Yeah.
Could you elaborate on that? What does that mean?
Yeah, so that's a song I wrote when I was really struggling with myself because I was still going to high school and I wasn't really fitting with anything. I had a girlfriend that was living in Rome because I'm not originally from here. I'm from a city nearby that's called Anzio. And we have like a train from Anzio to Rome. It's like 1 hour train. And we were kind of breaking up. And I actually wrote the first two lines in the train station. And it was really sad because I was going to her place kind of to break up with her. And so I couldn't really associate Rome with beautiful things because my life was kind of not finding a place. So it was really like the first thing that came to my mind. But now that I do it live, I always say, it's not true. I do not associate Rome to bad things. You know, it's my city. I love it. Like now I live here and I love it here. It's amazing.
What is it about Rome that inspires you?
I don't know, people, the thing that it's always like sunny, you always have like that 20 degrees feeling and if you have a cool group of friends, if you fit well, you can go around with your Vespa, you know, your scooter. You can still breathe human reality in Rome. That's why I like it so much.
Really quick scooter question. When you first started, okay, personally, I've never ridden a scooter. Walking around here, I feel like it would be kind of terrifying. When you first rode a scooter, was it easy or were you scared?
So I've always like had a scooter because in Anzio, it's a really small city, like 50,000 people. So and all the teenagers know each other. And it's always been like, okay, let's meet up in that parking and we just play with our scooters, you know, or with our mini cars. So like growing up in Anzio, it's been like a must for me. So when I was 14, I was already driving a scooter and having fun with my friends around. When I moved to Rome, my mom wasn't already okay with the scooter in Anzio, just imagine in Rome. My mom said like, no way that you're gonna bring it to Rome, there's no way. So I had to fight a lot. Then I took it to Rome and of course they, how do you say it? They stole it.
Oh no.
So, and I had like a trauma for a little bit. Now I got another one.
I'm talking to Arietta on World Cafe. So you started riding scooters really young. You also started playing music really young.
Yeah.
I think you started playing guitar around 8 years old.
Yeah. I tried.
Do you remember the first songs that you tried to play?
So the thing is that I don't know how to translate it in English. I really have no idea, but I was going to church to have like the first, how do you say, comunione?
Communion, yeah.
Communion, okay, yep. Communion, okay. Thank you. So I thought it was like more difficult. For my first communion, like after the lessons of preparing to the communion, it was like I needed to have 1 hour of something else. It could have been like guitar or singing or theater or art. So I started actually in the church And then I realized that I liked it. So I started playing on my own, and I started like, I was little and I was a big One Direction fan. So I started by playing, like sewing YouTube tutorials of, I don't know, what makes you beautiful, and playing like that. And then I went to middle school, and there I started to play little piano on my own again. One Direction again, but on the little piano. And then I started writing my own songs too.
Let's hear some One Direction. We'll be right back with Arietta on World Cafe.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, oh, you don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see, you'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe. You don't know, oh, you don't know you're beautiful, oh, that's what makes you beautiful.
Sounds a little bit One Direction. I'm talking with Arietta on World Cafe, Sense of Place, Rome. When you decided that you wanted to make music your career, did it feel like you were taking a big risk?
Okay, so that's actually a funny story. When I was 11, 12, 13, since I was just listening to One Direction and wanted to have that kind of life, I was like, you know, let's start writing songs in English. So I was just playing and writing in English. And I remember one day my brother came and he was like, don't you think it would be easier for you to be a singer in Italy first and then maybe in the rest of the world, right, if that's your plan? And I was like, you know, yeah, that could be a plan. So I started to try to write in my own, you know, language. And it was actually my only option, I think. So I was really, really, really confident about it. And my dad always told me, because we had a lot of fights for this, of course, because I was always dropping out of school. That's not good to do. I was dropping like 3 times a week to go to concerts or to just have fun and play, you know. And my dad always told me, just one on a million makes it. How do you think it's going to be possible? And I was so angry. And I remember always telling him, why can't I be the one on a million, you know? So I really worked hard on it.
How did your parents react when you made it to the first stage on X Factor in 2019?
Yeah, so I tried all my best to start to dive a little bit in this music world, you know? And I thought that the easiest and fastest way would have been X Factor, of course. And I didn't even find my artist name then. So I went there with my name and surname. And I tried, I was little. And I remember my dad told me, because we were fighting a lot about that. And my dad told me, before going on stage, just because he's a chill guy, he didn't want to make pressure on me. He looked at me and he was like, you're doing so bad at school. If you're going to do bad here too, and you're not going to get 4 yes, okay, I'm going to take back the scooter. Talking about scooters, you know? So then what about my scooter if they don't like me? So I had like double trouble on that. I got 4 yes, so it was good. My scooter was secured and everything perfect. But then my career in X Factor didn't go so far.
But later that year, you released a song that did do really well, Quel Bar.
Quel Bar, yeah.
And it got big really quick.
Yeah, the fact is that after X Factor, I realized that I wanted to make it on my own, because I really don't like television and realities and stuff like that. And I started, I was typing down always the same message to every label and to every manager of the A&R of the label. The message was like, hello, my name is Arianna, name art Ariete. I'm 17. I live near Rome. I compose and write all my songs. I'm an author and I'm a player. I have some songs. Do you want to listen to it? And it was like, you know, a text that I sent to, I don't know, I think 100 A&Rs and music labels and whatever. Almost no one texted back. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it on my own. And so I published it on my own, the first single. And then the beautiful guy that we're seeing there, Alberto, that is my manager, and he was coming back from a gig, and Quel Bar just came in the van they were driving, and they texted me, and they were like, what do you think about opening Psychology's gig at Rock in Roma? And it was 2020, I remember. Then COVID came.
Yeah. Well, first, before we get into COVID, because I do want to ask you quickly, I want to play a clip of Quel Bar so people can hear what it sounds like.
Ciao, mi presento, non sono niente per te. Ma se solo avessi un po' di forza, ti direi che ti ho visto spesso, ma non è lo stesso per te. Ma se solo avessi del coraggio, ti direi che ti direi che so che non ci conosciamo, ma vorrei proprio sapere perché non ti spassi da quel bar. So che non ci conosciamo, ma vorrei proprio sapere quanti libri leggi, viaggi, compi, quanti cani o sogni accesi hai, ma non mi guardi mai.
So that was Quel Bar from Arietta on World Cafe. I'm speaking to Arietta for Sense of Place Rome today. Okay, so you have all this, you've got this early success. You open Rock in Roma. Pandemic happens, changes everything, everything stops. How do you adjust to that?
So the fact is that my career, so I'm still working on calling it career. I don't want to call it career because I'm 23, I'm young, you know, it's, we got time to call it career. But my life in the music world actually developed in a really strange way because I didn't even have the time to open Rock in Roma, because I remember Alberto texted me in January 2020, and in February everything shut down, and so there was not Rock in Roma anymore. Pillole, the song that I played earlier, came out from nowhere, and Alberto and everyone really liked it, so they were like, okay, we're gonna sign you, but we have a problem. You have to trust us, because right now there is a pandemic going on. You can't go to the studio. We can't have, like...
Shows.
We can't have promo.
It's all, like, social media,
it's all social media, and everyone is stopping. So you have a 50% chance that, because everyone is stopping, people can, like, put a lens on you. Or, since everyone is stopping, they won't give... about you, like, and I thought it would have been that, actually, and I took the risk, and I actually recorded all my first EP, Spazio, with an iPhone and the headphones, like the one with the
the one that's on the cord.
Yeah, on the cord.
What?
Yeah, because for me, it was just like the guitar that I had from the church stuff and the little piano that I had from the middle school. I didn't even have a microphone. I didn't have like the MacBook because, you know, I was just an old school author. I don't know. I was 17, but I managed myself with three instruments. Yeah.
We're going to hear you play one of your older songs in a minute, but first... You're going to perform a newer song, one you released as a single in 2024 called Osorote.
Yeah.
That translates to broken bones.
Yeah.
Could you quickly tell us about it before we hear it?
So I had an operation here at my ankle because I fell down while skiing. And then since I was working a lot, I didn't have time for 2 years straight to actually manage it. So I didn't have time, like two months of time to just shut everything down. Since I got my intervention and everything went fine, as soon as I came back and in the studio, I really like it was stuck in my mind, you know, after the recovery and work on myself and starting again to walk. So I thought it would have been a cool way. New way to express, you know, a story that is ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live for the World Cafe, this is Arietta with Osorote.
Thank you.
Lasciami i vestiti sulla porta. È da tantissimo che non può funzionare. Lascia le tue chiavi nella borsa, per aiutarmi non posso che farti andare. Le storie finiscono, amici restano davvero, tradiscono. La casa è buia e fuori il gelo, è scomodo, malinconico e lascia in bilico. Mille voci nella testa, sento come fisarmoniche. Cento giorni di te, pesta, sai il mio nome. Ma non vedi che ora tutte le ossa rotte, scelte sbagliate, scelte fatte. Perché ora tutte le ossa rotte, adesso tutte le ossa rotte. In giro si dice che stai meglio, sarà che la mia casa ti faceva male. Non so fare scelte col cervello e con progetti che non dovrò utilizzare. I soldi finiscono, le droghe mangiano e le feste rapiscono. Io poi mi annoio, questo letto è scomodo, malinconico e lascia in bilico. Mille voci nella testa, sento come fisarmoniche. Cento giorni di te, presta, sai il mio nome. Ma non vedi che ora ho tutte le ossa rotte, scelte sbagliate, scelte fatte.
Thank you.
Arietta performing Osorote in front of a live audience at Rome's Studio 33. Arietta found success in her late teens and early 20s, a time when you change a lot. After the break, she'll talk about how her view of her work has changed since she started and about how while her music may be emotive, she is not. That's next on World Cafe.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the World Cafe, Sense of Place, Rome. I'm Raina Duras, and today my guest is Arietta, a young Roman singer-songwriter who's a star in Italy. Our conversation continues in a moment, but right now, Arietta performs a song from her first album, 2022's Specchio. This is Iride.
Un'altra notte sono solo in mezzo alle coperte e questa pioggia scende a catinelle. Vorrei che fossi qui e mi sembra ieri noi distesi a guardare le stelle sopra un letto di sole certezze, ma non dormo più lì. E poi non so se mai ti rivedrò nell'iride di qualcuno che mi amerà come te. E mi fa strano realizzare che non esiste più qualcuno che mi amerà come te e ti amerà come me. E non riesco più a restare da sola, ma non mi piace stare in mezzo alla gente e sento che mi manca sempre qualcosa e mi ritorni in me, se mi ritorni in mente. E ripensando a come eravamo allora, mi sono chiesta quanto duri un per sempre. Ed ogni volta che un ricordo riaffiora, mi ritorni in me, se mi ritorni in mente. Passo un altro giorno e sembra che non sia cambiato niente. Lo sguardo assente, le braccia conserte. Vorrei che fossi qui. E mi sembra ieri ridevamo per delle sciocchezze sedute fuori al locale di sempre, ma non torno più lì. Che poi non so se mai ti rivedrò nell'iride di qualcuno che mi amerà come te. E mi fa strano realizzare che non esiste più qualcuno che mi amerà come te e ti amerà come me. E non riesco più a restare da sola, ma non mi piace stare in mezzo alla gente e sento che mi manca sempre qualcosa e mi ritorni in me, se mi ritorni in mente. E ripensando a come eravamo allora, mi sono chiesta quanto dura un per sempre. Ed ogni volta che un ricordo riaffiora, mi ritorni in me, se mi ritorni in me. E tu mi ritorni in me, te già lo sai, già lo sai, tu già lo sai. Già lo sai, tu già lo sai, che mi ritorni in mente, già lo sai, già lo sai. E poi non so se mai ti rivedrò nell'iride di qualcuno che mi amerà come te. E mi fa strano realizzare che non esiste più qualcuno che mi amerà come te e ti amerà come me.
Thank you.
Live for the World Cafe as part of our Sense of Place Rome series. That was my guest today, Arietta, performing for a live audience. I'm Raina Duras. So you were, you know, a teenager when you started to get more popular. As you settle into your 20s now, how has your confidence as a songwriter and performer changed?
So, of course, when you start doing things, you could never imagine how they're going to go. So you just go with the flow and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to come out with this song and I'm gonna say this thing and I'm gonna wear this pair of shoes. I don't care, it's just me and I have nothing to lose, you know? When then the things you sing and the things you wear and the stuff you say start to be important from someone else.
Yeah, people start to scrutinize it, pay attention.
To pay attention to you and to what you're saying. Of course, you also feel the responsibility to, you know, to be someone better, always for yourself and for who's supporting, you know. 4 years around Italy and around a lot of stuff to do, there are a lot, especially if everything is happening between your 18 and 22. Just right now, I'm starting to realize that in these 4 years, I've grown up, and I wasn't even realizing it, you know, because things happen to you so fast, and you don't know how to manage it, and you don't know how to also accept change, because you can't even see that you're changing, you know, and that you're growing. So my confidence is changing in a trillion kinds of ways, because right now I'm realizing what I did the year before and the year before and the year before, you know? Right. I wasn't even realizing it while I was doing it.
Yeah, it's so, all happening so fast. And
Yeah. So the thing right now is just, I would just want to settle down and be more responsible of what I'm going to do. The first 2-3 years, I didn't care. Like, it wasn't even my job in a kind of way. Like, I remember answering to the first interviews, like, yeah, but I don't want to feel it as a job because it's my passion. And it's still like that. But right now I'm realizing that it's my job at like 360 degrees because people work with me. And if I decide that I don't want to do something, people are not going to work. Like, yeah, they're going to work, but not for me anymore. So I think I've just grown up I'm starting to grow up as an adult. I may have talent, okay? I may have also, like, luck. I was so lucky, actually, to be in the right place in the right time. But if I want to keep it like that, and I want it to be like that, or also more in 20 years, I need to work hard.
We're going to hear you play a song from your latest album, La Notte, next, called Mare di Guai. And this song is, it's really beautiful. It sounds like you are falling in love, maybe.
Yeah.
How does it feel to perform really a lot of your music is very emotional. How does it feel to perform these really emotional songs live?
I talk about it with my therapist, actually. The fact is that I'm not really able in live to express myself and my feeling. I'm actually really do not feel much. Like, I never cried for joy or never cried for something bad in general. Like, I'm really, you know, strong looking maybe, but it's not like that, of course. But I don't expose myself too much emotionally. And I really feel that the only place and time to do it, it's on a stage or behind a microphone, you know? And it's not a thing, like, I know that a lot of artists say it, but it's really like that. There are people that are enjoying it with me, so I don't feel alone exposing myself.
Yeah.
And that may be crazy, because you might say, okay, you play in front of 10,000 people, and it's fine, but you can say, like, I'm a little bit down today, I'm going to cry to your friend. Yeah, I'm like that. I'm happy that I found this space, and that a lot of people at the same time found it in my gigs or in my music, and I think it's just a magical exchange. So when I'm hurting or when I'm feeling down, of course I'm not like, oh, I had a bad day, I need to write a song. It's never like that. I have a thing that I call, like, emotional caskets in my head. I have a bad experience, I just leave it here. And then when I have, like, a good piano chords or I'm in the mood, or I'm just like I'm under the shower or in the car, you know, I just think about it and I just open it. And even if I'm not sad anymore, it comes out, you know? So that's how I manage it. I don't know if it's healthy, actually, but it really helps me a lot.
Is that how you wrote Mare di Guai?
Mare di Guai, yeah. I was coming out from a tough relationship. And I remember just, like, isolating myself in the producer studio because it was originally his home. It was really fast, like a fast writing. And it's just like, yeah, it's romantic because it says, like, let's join our breaths. And this morning is so hot. Just take a dip with me. It's so chaotic and extreme,
yeah.
As just the relationship was. But it's also so melancholic, and that's a thing that I really do have in my songs. I really do feel like melancholy and nostalgia a lot, and it's like a current theme,
yeah,
that I talk about a lot.
Here's my guest Arietta performing Mare di Guai on World Cafe.
Eri più bella di me, e adesso che il letto è vuoto e la casa in silenzio, paura a dormire. Perse, ne hai perse senza un perché, e c'è una torre di piatti che aspetta in cucina, una foto di te sotto il mio cuscino. E vorrei sapere che si prova se resti. Non voglio più perderti nel chiaro di luna. Ci siamo incontrati dentro momenti pessimi. Tutto ciò che amo mi fa sempre paura. Uniamo i respiri, sento caldo la mattina. Tu buttati con me, mare di guai. Non so nuotare in una vasca piena di squali. Vestiti da sera, c'è il mio pezzo preferito. Poi la notte è solo un giorno che riposa. Ci incontriamo, ci cerchiamo nelle strade e nei silenzi di un cielo. Sai prenderti gioco di me, di quel giardino che dentro annaffiavi il cemento. Io ti vorrei dire che vorrei sapere che si prova se resti. Non voglio più perderti nel chiaro di luna. Ci siamo incontrati dentro momenti pessimi. Tutto ciò che amo mi fa sempre paura. Uniamo i respiri, sento caldo la mattina. Tu buttati con me, mare di guai. Non so nuotare in una vasca piena di squali. Vestiti da sera, c'è il mio pezzo preferito. Poi la notte è solo un giorno che riposa e ci incontriamo. Cerchiamo nelle strade, nei silenzi di... È lunedì, la luna sembra un po' arrabbiata. E come mai stanotte non sei più tornata? Sono qui con la finestra spalancata. Forse ho perso, forse uniamo i respiri. Senti che caldo stamattina. Tu buttati con me, mare di guai. Non so nuotare in una vasca piena di squali. Vestiti da sera, c'è il mio pezzo preferito. Poi la notte è solo un giorno che riposa e ci incontriamo. Ci cerchiamo nelle strade, nei silenzi di un cielo blu. Di un cielo blu, di un cielo blu.
Thank you.
Arietta performing in front of a live audience at Studio 33 in Rome as part of our Sense of Place Rome series for World Cafe. Thank you so much for being here, Arietta.
No, thank you. It was an honor, and it was amazing. An amazing audience, and you were amazing, and thank you for the questions that were really stimulating me, just
Thanks.
Like it's Rome.
Thank you. Rome. I'm Rina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. It's World Cafe, and before the break, you heard the latest installment in our Sense of Place Rome series with a session from Arietta. And one of my favorite things about Sense of Place is finding these artists who are basically unknown here in the States, but are stars in their own country. So cool. If you look up Arietta online, you'll see millions and millions of streams. And if you'd like to watch that performance and interview, you can find it at worldcafe.org and on our youtube.com/worldcafe. You'll also be able to find a session with this duo up there, one of the most watched videos we've ever posted, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, Empty Trainload of Sky.
Saw a freight train yesterday. It was chugging, plugging away. Across the river, a trestle so showing daylight clear through, just an empty trainload of sky.
Just an empty train load. on information. The brass was phasing tunes I couldn't place. Windows open and raining in maroon, yellow, blue, golden gray. The drunks were ricocheting. The old buildings downtown empty so long ago. Windows broken and dreaming. So happy to leave what was my home. With the sky blue sky, this rotten time wouldn't seem so bad to me now. Oh, I didn't die. I should be satisfied. I survived. It's good enough for now. Sky, this rotten time wouldn't seem so bad to me now. Oh, if I didn't die, I should be satisfied. I survived. It's good enough for now.
Tears.
Brandi Carlile, Broken Horses, ending this hour of World Cafe. Thanks again to Arietta and the folks at Studio 33 in Rome for our Sense of Place session earlier, as well as World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Ginod for her work on that. And thanks to the Wincote Foundation for their support of Sense of Place. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Columbia Records, with Barbra Streisand's new album, The Secret of Life, Partners, Volume 2, featuring 11 duets with Paul McCartney, Ariana Grande, Bob Dylan, James Taylor, Hozier, and others. Available where music is sold. And by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Something stopped me.
Woodstock, Live Aid, Newport, Spike Island? Maybe you've heard of Spike Island, but if you haven't, I'll tell you how it fits into that list of legendary concerts, and I'll play you this song inspired